Keep on shoveling, keep on shoveling, keep on shoveling. Shoveling the ashes, chiseling the surface, fire in the furnace, a hammer in the anvil, hammer in the anvil.
Thank you. close the door, put out the light. No, they won't be home tonight. The snow falls hard, and don't you know? The winds of Thor are blowing cold. They're wearing steel that's bright and true.
Oh, Joseph.
Having some radio trouble? WMFO streaming live on the web at www.wmfo.org.
We'll be right back.
tired. She loved him, she loved him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go of his hands. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie.
Make you feel it too.
Hey!
message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hey everybody, look what I found. Simply the best manservant in town. He's neat and discreet, he couldn't be any subtler. This is the story of my rock and roll butler. Scrubbing away at the dirt, bending and stretching in a little tight skirt. She says I'm much nicer than the Marquis de Sade. This is the story of my little French maid. Seen the driver of my black limousine. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
Welcome to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike. You are?
We're talking already. Yeah. I'm Amy Fairchild.
There you go.
Hi.
How are
Things
you,
happen
Amy?
So quickly around here, like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz.
That's right. no houses land on anybody yet.
Well, that could be
no
fun.
No witches were hurt in the making of this radio show.
That might be fun.
Yet. I mean, remember, where do I play normally?
Salem.
Ah.
I
see where we're going.
So, yeah, we're starting What's Happening a little bit early today.
That's right. It's quarter of five. That's 5:45 on 53 seconds on our digital clock here at WMFO.
4:45.
91.5 FM in Medford. Also streaming on the web at WMFO.org. And this is What's Happening. It happens every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock. Also, there is a What's Happening in Salem State that happens every Saturday from 12 to 3 with some of the same characters. Sometimes 4 o'clock, as Aaron says.
Until sometimes till 6.
Until they drag them out of there.
Yeah, well, here we are at 4:45.
Yes.
And saw a great concert yesterday.
Oh.
V for Veterans in Dedham.
And I know a friend of ours played that.
He actually played on Friday night in Peabody. Ronnie Black Hat Duchesne was the opening act. And he had a terrific time. Paul Nelson, Derek St. Holmes, and many, many others.
People that play music.
Tyler Morris.
There you go.
And no, it was a great time and done very well. I want to thank Jim for everything he does for the veterans.
Yes, thank you, Jim.
Because the benefit yesterday was for guitars for veterans.
Hmm.
What they do is they teach them how to play the guitar to help with post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And the one in Peabody was helping another organization that helps make sure that the veterans have food and their families are taken care of.
It's great.
And
yeah.
Then Friday night, because I was not able to make the one in Peabody, I saw Joe Louis Walker at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge.
I haven't been there in a long time.
And it was a great show, absolutely great show. Got to hang with many of the musicians at both shows. And, you know, it's a little bit different than most people think.
Hmm.
Because, you know, it's just casual. It's fun just listening to stories that you've never heard before and you probably never will again.
Amy has those stories, but she's holding them back for her book.
Exactly.
Well, I did Sweat-a-thon 2017 this weekend. It started with the tavern at the end of the world. Some good friends of mine, I put a show together for them. My good friends in Curlerville, I call them the Bugden Sisters or Mike Rock Sisters. All three of the Bugden Sisters play in Curlerville. They were formed, that's Patsy, Cindy, and Betsy, with their drummer Gay Herbert. They were formed when the passing of Alpo from the Real Kids happened in a tribute concert up at Dodge, and they continued to decide to make it a real thing, and they've been playing ever since. They have currently released a new CD within this last year called Ride, and it was produced by Paul Codry down in Nashville. Excuse me. I'm old and I'm a coffin. And I'm not in the coffin. So we put a little gig together there for them. The opener was Carissa Johnson. If people are not familiar with Carissa Johnson, she has just won the Rock and Roll Rumble in Boston.
And she was here with us last week.
Excellent.
Excellent gal.
That was all at the tavern, the end of the world?
Yes, it was.
Great spot. Love that spot.
And we'll have to put you on one.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun to play there, yeah.
And she was on first, Curl DeVille was on second, and Billy Connors' project was on last. If people don't know Billy Connors, he goes all the way back to Let's Go to the Rat days in the mid-70s. He was in a band called The Boys, and then since then he's been in other bands like Cadillac Heart, now the Billy Connors Project, with the former drummer from The Atlantics, Ray Fernandez, Adam Sherman from the band Private Lightning, and Mike McGurk from many, many, many bands. And it was a very, very entertaining, great, fun night. Everybody loves it. It was a big love fest, but it was very hot in there. So that was continue on last night. I said, hey, how can I continue being in this vein of being very hot in a club? Well, I went to Atwood's, and I saw Abby Barrett, and she did two great sets, great voice. Some people liken her sometimes to a the singer from The Pretenders, whose name escapes me at the moment.
Chrissy Hynde,
yes, yes. She does a lot of subtle numbers and a lot of rockin' numbers. I would suggest you go see her, like our guest right
She's
over
great.
Here, Amy Fairchild.
Well, hello.
We'd love to have you here.
I think this is my second time here.
Yeah.
Yep.
And ironically, you said that you had the drummer from The Atlantics, and who did we have in? But Tom Houck.
From The Atlantics.
Yes. And Telemore.
Yes, he has a new project called Telemore. He has like three or four CDs out. Has a compilation just came out.
Yes, it's Telemore 2014 to 2016.
Yeah. So. See, they if I ever did one, they would have to cut a limb off and count the rings, you know. Can't do it. Don't quite know how old I am.
Well,
nobody ever tells how old, and I'm not saying how old I am.
You have to water them first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I was born under a 57 Chevrolet someplace. I don't know. I was started doing mechanical work just right away. You know, they didn't want to waste any time with me. My parents like to keep me busy.
And conceived in a Studebaker.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's play a little bit of music. A little bit of Jumpin' Jack Flash by Birdman Cini.
Let's go.
Enjoy.
Time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Sunshine when she's gone.